What is up? Welcome back, everybody. Happy Monday. Or happy Wednesday, Jesus. Happy Wednesday. I do, for some reason, I get post-football season, post-high school season, I got a little mush brain for about like 3 weeks after the fact. Because I'm a creature habit, right? Like, I like routine. So that's why, like, filling in on random times kind of gets me out of my comfort zone. But yeah, this past couple weeks, I've just been mush brain. I can't get anything figured out. Quick email out of the Equibank Zone inbox from Travis. Travis says, at some point, a kid needs to hone their skills at the sport that gives them a chance to get some part of their college paid for. Playing high school football does nothing for a 6'1", 175-pound, 4.640 kid who can hit and field, etc. That kid is a baseball player. Wouldn't they be better off honing those skills? I'm in team, your body needs a break. That repetitive motion of throwing. I mean, we've all been in the cage. You know, you've hit balls till you're like, okay, got the gist of it here. I'm just big in breaking up the monotony of that sport. Now, when you get to, like, if it's your junior or senior season, you bet. By all means, if you don't think, we had a couple kids do it at Scott. They were good football players. They wanted to focus on baseball. They end up getting, you know, baseball scholarship to a smaller school. 100%. I'm just more at the younger age. And the more point of topic of my discussion is, who would it take to tell you that you got a dude, right? Like, I know Damon is out a lot of things. But if Damon walked up and just said, hey, your kid is different. Like, he or she is way good. Your next step in that. Dig in. Like, how much do you dig into it? Like, okay, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. If it's real easy to get real overboard real fast. But if it pays off, I'm not saying you're going to get Garrett Cole money, but if you get 1/10 of Garrett Cole money, it's pretty good money.
You bring up a good point because, for instance, somebody like DB, who's been there before, who's especially in regards to football, those comments coming from DB hold a lot more weight than a regular Joe Schmo. So it's one of those, like, whoa, if DB thinks my kid's got it, then maybe I need to act on this a little bit more.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Even you.
Like Dave Tolleson.
Yeah.
Guys won Super Bowls, like, lives in Omaha. You got the cat with the hockey. I mean, he played in the NHL.
Right.
Most people come up to say, just so you know, the kid's good. Like, he's different. Right. He or she is different. Maybe need to. That's the conversation. Where does it go from there? What's the next step?
And then obviously, then we get into the conversations that, say, one of those, that moment does happen. And I know you're a big fan of multiple sports and that kind of stuff, but then do you take him or her away from other sports to focus on that one sport?
See, I think that's, it's all, you're going to do what's best for your kid, 100%. But I'm later on in life, you know, junior year, cool. We got to try them all, at least play them all and see what can happen. Because that's a, God, wish me, I never learned how to pitch. If I ever learned how to pitch, that'd have been sweet. But Garrett Cole knew when he was done, when that last out happened for the Astros, he gone. He was out the door. And I don't know if the agents had it in the backroom deal and they just waited till the stove got hot, decided to release the deal, but that cat got out the game, went to the presser, and didn't even have a team hat on. Like, had a I'm no longer part of this organization hat on. He was gone. We're going to head back to the hotline here. Is this Braun? Is that right?
Yeah.
I just didn't know if you mistyped Brian. We're going to talk to Braun. Braun, what's up, bud?
Birds from.
Oh, hey, Braun. What's up, buddy? Way to go, George.
So.
Close.
You guys are talking about the parents kind of.
Yeah, you have kids involved.
Kids or picking a sport for the kids. What if the kid wants to broaden his horizons, even if he should be focused on another sport.
Explain that for me. That was kind of cryptic.
So if you got a kid that wants to play tennis, basketball, baseball, but he's really good at baseball, the dad thinks that he can make or get a scholarship in baseball and tries to force him into it. Parents' decision or kids' decision?
Kids.
You think that's how it works today?
No, 100% no. It's got to be the kid's decision, because if they feel they're being forced into the one you think they're the best at, and you know as well as I do, they're going to revolt against that. But, well, I don't want to play baseball anymore. Those are the ones that get overlooked, right? Tennis, amazing for foot speed, right? Helps in all phases of athletics. Swimming is another one that is overlooked. You know, and everybody knows I like, if my lineman can, to wrestle. I'm not talking to, you're fighting against the majors, right? You're talking against football, baseball, basketball. I'm just talking like the other ones. Like using those as well, I think, is a huge tool. But there's so many comments. I was talking to, I work with a kid that's a deep snapper at prep. And his sister's a swimmer. And we were talking. I said, hey, get in the pool with your sister because it's going to strengthen your back. So when you go to pull to throw the football, you're going to be stronger. It's going to go faster. It's going to move quicker. You know, those kind of things. But if the kid, you know, if mom and dad have this vision of them playing baseball and the kid's like, I like this tennis and I like this other stuff too, as well as baseball, you let them play them all. What do you
I don't think that happens today in youth sports, though.
No.
I think it's all about the parents.
Yeah.
And we've talked before, mm-hmm. but being the leader of a youth organization here in Omaha,
yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I've had parents talk about focusing on that one sport when their kid is 10 because they see him as the next Alex Gordon. And they pigeonhole him, and he's done by 13 because dad, who never played the sport before, thought he was going to get one of the entire 11.7 scholarships in baseball.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
Hey, we're going to give you this full scholarship to play baseball, even though nobody else.
Right.
Well, yeah, bro, it's a topic. It's always interesting to me, but you bring a great perspective to it. It's good you are in charge of an organization like that, and I am not, because I would be terrible at that. So props to you.
All right. See you, bud.
See you, bud. We got to run out here, take a break. We're going to come back to talk to Scott Shanley here on the Gary Sharp Show, 1620 The Zone.